Hi everyone, it's Singing Lisa. Welcome to another Focus podcast. I'm so excited to be with you. It has been a minute because of the pandemic and so much more. Life has just been happening and there have been so many twists and turns, and I'm sure you know because we're all in this together as we keep hearing day by day. Nonetheless, I pray that you're well. I'm glad you're with me, and I hope this time together will find you encouraged. And that's my goal, to leave you with encouragement, because I want to talk today about affirmations and leave you with affirmations of hope. We've had a very difficult, challenging, and trying last few months, and it's been unprecedented, something that no one of us have ever seen before. Yet we have learned to persevere through the hardships, through the loss of lives and loved ones, through the loss of jobs, and just the changes we've had to make in life. And so I know you know what I'm talking about. And so hopefully the words that are shared here will give you an insight on how we can move forward and not give up and still hold on to hope. Well, affirmations, I'm sure you've heard before, are positive words. They're statements that can help you challenge and overcome self-sabotaging and negative thoughts. Because honestly, through this time that we're experiencing, I don't see how one negative thought has not crossed our minds to say, what is going on? What is happening? Yet, through it all, we have to regroup and rethink about why we're here, and the same God that has brought us through other trying times before is definitely not asleep on this pandemic. So as we continue about affirmations and thinking of statements that give us positivity and help us to believe, that's what they do for us. We repeat them often, and they give us the hope and the faith to believe that things can change. And you know, they can change. Many great things have actually happened out of the pandemic because a lot of creativity and innovativeness has had to happen, with companies having to quickly adjust to working from home. And thankfully, that's been a possibility for myself and for many others, because without it, we would be unemployed. We know the unemployment rate has skyrocketed. It's been like never before. But to say all of that, the idea that to think about positive words and to take affirmations and let them work for you, it's possible. It's been said that it takes anywhere from 14 to 28 days to actually change, a change that will stick. And of course, that's what we want. Now, that could be changing a bad habit or creating a new one. Well, maybe you want to quit smoking or start a fitness journey. As believers in the Word of God, we use the scriptures divinely given to us to affirm our destiny. The Word of God covers every area of our life, so the answers we need are there. But positive words or phrases are just another way to stir up our faith so we can walk in our destiny. So during the month of September, our focus will be on positive affirmations and ways we can believe them to life. Are you ready? Let's get started. I'll speak on a few that we can concentrate on as often as you need to. And so the first one is, I have the power to change. Say that with me. I have the power to change. Those words speak life just right there. Because what it tells us is that I, myself, you, yourself, the power that is necessary to change is inside of us. It's possible. You can do it. Yes, I can do it. We have to do what's called make a decision, which we do every day throughout the day. But we want to make the positive decisions to go in the right direction. So whatever it is you want to change in your life, even if it's small, even if it's large, it takes the idea, the understanding, the decision to say, I have the power to change. Well, after that, the door is open. So why not get started today? Here's another one. I am in charge of how I feel. Whew! And today I am choosing happiness. Well, let me tell you, I've had some days, and especially during these last 3 months or so, that I have not felt like smiling. I have not felt like being the cheerful one, the encourager. I've needed it myself. But then I've always thought back, what's going to help me to feel better? Probably not somebody, not something, because there's not a whole lot of that happening anyway. So again, within myself, I is the key word. am in charge of how I feel. So yes, we have the power to choose happiness or to welcome in sadness. And of course, we know we've had reasons to grieve. We've had reasons to feel disappointed. But at the end of that moment, at the end of that time, we still end up ultimately with the decision and the power to be able to make a decision of how we feel. So let's say this one together. I am in charge of how I feel. And today, I am choosing happiness. Now, I'm going to insert joy because happiness does depend on happenstance and things that go up or go down or all around. So joy, which comes from the Lord, we know we can depend on. So I'm going to choose how I feel today, and I am choosing joy. Oh, yes. Here's one I love that you can repeat as much as you need to. I am enough. Please say that with me. I am enough. That is so powerful. Many times people have said things that made us think we weren't good enough. We didn't quite fit in. We just didn't measure up. We weren't almost there. We just can't get it. And so a lot of times we feel like, why even try? If somebody said I'm not good enough, then they must be right. Well, who are they? Once again, the decision starts from within. So we have to remind ourselves that we're really in control. We know that we're following the order of the Lord that He has for our path and our journey. But He's given us the ability to have free will and to make those decisions. So saying these words just brings life again to the power that is within you. I am enough. Are you saying it? I am enough. So whatever it is you need to do, start small. Start in itty bitty steps, tiptoes if you have to. But always remember, I am enough. God made us wonderfully and fearfully. And so whether we are not like the other person or not, that is great because He made us uniquely special and different. So we look within ourselves and find the qualities that make us who we are. Find the good things about yourself that you like. There's a lot of negative things that we wish were this way or hope could be that way. But you know, we've got a lot of good that's in us because of the way we've been created. So point those good things out and say, I am enough, and grow those things and build on those things. And here is one more that I'm going to leave with you. My past is not a reflection of my future. Oh, somebody just throw your hands up. That's a big one. That's a good one. My past is not a reflection of my future. My God, if my future looks like my past, then I would believe that I would have nowhere else to go because it's been done. It's complete. It was some parts a disaster, but some parts that were good didn't last long enough. And so if I thought that my future didn't have any room for improvement, any room for growth, any room for something brand new, then I might believe that this was it and there's nothing more. But oh, that's not true, my friend. My past is not a reflection of my future. Your past is not a reflection of your future. Your past is what you've done, what you've been through, what happened to you, but it does not mean that your future has to look like everything you've been through. Somebody saying amen out there because I know I have a witness. Listen, you can take these affirmations and I'm going to share many more with you, but this right here is enough to eat on, to chew on, to feast on. Let it digest within your spirit and write it if you have to all throughout the day. Write it where you can look at it when you need to. On the mirror, on the dresser, in your phone. Hey, schedule yourself a reminder so you can read it because it's important to remember these affirmations we share today. You ready? I have the power to change. Why not today? I am in charge of how I feel, and today I am choosing joy. I am enough. And my past is not a reflection of my future. Oh my goodness. Listen, I have had a wonderful time sharing these with you. There's so many more. Affirmations are just what you can think of as a positive statement and you can repeat it, live it, believe it, but definitely grab hold to it with faith and hope that everything you need to happen will happen. You might not see it with the physical eye, but we're going to believe it in the spirit that it will come to pass. Now listen, I'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can find my podcast on all platforms, Google and iHeart and so many more. Please share it with someone. And of course, you can check me out on Instagram at Singin' Lisa. You can also find me on Facebook at Singin' Lisa as well. And of course, I'd love it if you would check out my YouTube channel, Focus with Singin' Lisa. And the idea is just to focus on all that is possible. We sometimes get to meet people that have overcome great circumstances to show us how success looks when that is done. And so I'd love it if you would join me over there on my YouTube channel and send me an email. Connect with me. Let me know where you're listening from. And let's keep this going so we together can achieve our goals and arrive at our destinies. And with God, we're going to be on time. So don't worry about that. Until next time, this is Singin' Lisa. Stay focused.